The decision to hold worship via live stream rather than together in the sanctuary. The only consolation I have is that I'm holding on to hope, that I'm better looking on the small screen than here in person. You know, I've often talked about how our church uses the Revised Common Lectionary in planning our worship services together throughout the year. You may be aware that the lectionary offers for every Sunday a reading from the Old Testament, a psalm, a gospel reading, and another New Testament reading. I opened our worship with the psalm of the day, Psalm 95. Then Reverend Miller read the passage from Exodus, another passage from Romans. And some time ago, I had chosen to focus upon that Exodus reading. But when news of the coronavirus and its impact on our nation and world began to spread, I wondered if I needed to look elsewhere in the scriptures for passage for us to hear. Call it providence or serendipity or divine fingerprints, but more often than not, the lectionary gives us just what we need for any given Sunday. It's uncanny how that works, and I think that is happening again today. As I read, as I studied, as I prayed and meditated, I decided to stick with this Exodus passage because I believe there is blessing for us and what we're going through in hearing this old, old story once again. And what's more, I love this passage from Exodus because it's just so human. Despite all the blessings that we enjoy, we can't help ourselves. Sometimes we complain anyway. In this story, we have the Israelites complaining about the conditions in which they find themselves, even after God had delivered them and given them freedom. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt?" they ask of Moses. Wait a minute. This is the same Egypt where the Israelites had just fled after breaking their backs as slaves for 400 years. And now they're asking why they left? To hear the Israelites tell it, Egypt was paradise. We see the folly in that, but don't we do the same thing? You and I, we love to talk about the good old days. But if we're honest, those good old days we like to remember, they had their challenges as well. And just like the Israelites, when we look at the state of the world these days, it's easy to complain and become discouraged. Quarantines of human beings, becoming weary of shaking hands or giving hugs, stores running out of hand sanitizer, and toilet paper, too. I haven't figured that one out. Fears over the economy, worries about how all this will affect the poor and those without the wherewithal to navigate all of this. Wondering whether the virus will descend upon my community, my neighborhood, my home. Questions about when it will all be over. And maybe the biggest question of all, where is God in all of this? I found a lot of people, myself included, asking that question. We find ourselves asking the same haunting questions that the Israelites did in verse 17. Is God with us or not? In the midst of all this, is God with us or not? Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever found yourself in circumstances like these asking, "Where are you, God? Are you here with me or not?" Of course you have. If you've never asked that question, "Where are you, God?" then I think you must have just become a Christian last week, or you're not being honest. Children naturally have many questions about God. Where is God? How does Jesus live in my heart? Does God ever get sleepy? If so, how big is God's bed? Does God ever go to the bathroom? Did Jesus ever get put in time out? What was Jesus' last name? And by the way, in case you're wondering, these are all questions that River Road children have asked me since I became pastor here. But it's not just children who are consumed with questions about God. We ask all the time, where is God? What is God like? Does God really love me? Can God forgive what I've done? Is God with us or not? Yes, we have questions. But church, I want you to hear me closely. Questioning God is not rejecting God. Because questioning God assumes that God is here, present with us and listening to us. And our God is strong enough to take our questions. And you know what? Our faith is strong enough to withstand the questions too. Is God with us or not? It's a good question. But what is the answer? Well, church, I think we are the answer. We answer that question by the way we live our lives. We answer that question by how we treat one another. We answer that question by how we care for the sick, the worried, the dying, the unloved. We answer that question by not hoarding all the goods for ourselves, but instead seek to share with those who may not have enough. We answer that question by being willing to love one another enough to, even just for a bit, avoid one another. We answer that question by being willing to look like we're overreacting in the event that we're not overreacting. We answer that question by looking in on people who are already lonely and socially isolated. We answer that question by, during this crisis, by saying a kind word to nurses, to doctors, cleaning staff, social workers, scientists, and all those who are overrun and overwhelmed, but who keep at it. Because they love people and they're helping the best way they know how. Is God among us or not? We answer that question in the face of so much anxiety and fear by choosing love. We answer that question by choosing love. Is God among us or not? We must be willing to be the answer. For as long as it takes, we must be willing to be the answer. Brothers and sisters, I'm sorry we couldn't meet in person today, because I miss you. I miss you laughing at my silly jokes. I miss you enduring stories about my family. And yes, I even miss you falling asleep halfway during my sermon. And if you did fall asleep today, then wake up. Because now is the time for us to be the church, taking care of one another in the midst of difficult times. That's what we do best. And now is the time. Now is the time for us to pray for the sick, to care for each other, to check in on the lonely, to love our neighbors. And now is the time for us to trust in God. Now is the time when people ask, is God among us or not? Now is the time we give them that answer. By our faith, by our love, and by our lives, we are the answer. And if we can do that, we will bring light and hope and love at a time when this world needs it most. Amen.